This is Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter 4, text 3.
हम भगवत गीता अध्याय 4 देवी ज्ञान श्लोक नंबर 3 पर होगा प्रवचन
Thank you.
तुमसे अद्य आज योगः योगविद्या प्रोक्तः कही गई पुरातनः अत्यंत प्राचीन प्रक्तः प्रक्त असि ओ मे मेरे सखा मित्र च इति अतः रहस्यम् रहस्य हि निश्चयेन एतत् यः उत्तमं दिव्य आज मेरे द्वारा वही यह प्राचीन योग यानी परमेश्वर के साथ अपने संबंध का विज्ञान तुमसे कहा जा रहा है, क्योंकि तुम मेरे भक्त तथा मित्र हो, अतः तुम इस विज्ञान के दिव्य रहस्य को समझ सकते हो। तात्पर्य, मनुष्य की दो श्रेणियां हैं, भक्त तथा असुर। भगवान ने अर्जुन को इस विद्या का पात्र इसलिए चुना क्योंकि वह उनका भक्त था, किंतु असुर के लिए इस परम बुद्धि ज्ञान को समझ पाना संभव नहीं है। इस परम ज्ञान ग्रंथ के अनेक संस्करण उपलब्ध है, इनमें से कुछ भक्तों की टीकाएं हैं और कुछ असुरों की। जो टीकाएं भक्तों द्वारा की गई है वे वास्तविक है, किंतु जो असुरों द्वारा की गई है वे व्यर्थ है। अर्जुन श्री कृष्ण को भगवान के रूप में मानता है, अतः जो गीता भाष्य अर्जुन के पद चिन्हों का अनुसरण करते हुए किया गया है वह इस परम विद्या के पक्ष में वास्तविक सेवा है। किंतु असुर भगवान कृष्ण को उस रूप में नहीं मानते हैं, वे कृष्ण के विषय में तरह तरह की मनगढ़ंत बातें करते हैं और वे कृष्ण के उपदेश मार्ग से सामान्य जनता को गुमराह करते रहते हैं। ऐसे कुमारों से बचने के लिए यह एक चेतावनी है। मनुष्य को चाहिए कि अर्जुन की परंपरा का अनुसरण करें और श्रीमद् भगवद् गीता के इस परम विज्ञान से लाभान्वित हो।
ॐ ज्ञान तुमिरन्धस्य जनञ्जनशुनकाय चक्षुर्मिलितां येन तस्मै श्रीगुरुवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदाभ्यं तथापि प्रणातिकम् वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरो श्रीजुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरुं वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं सारजातं सहगणागणतां पितां स्तं सहीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनासहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादान् स्वगणादलिता श्रीविशाखान्विताश्च हे कृष्ण करुणासिन्धो दीनबन्धो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिकान्ता राधाकान्ता नमोऽस्तुते सप्ताकाङ्क्षणगौरवी राधे वृन्दावेश्वरी कृष्णसुते देवी श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रबोधितानन्द भक्तोऽसि मे सखा चेति रहस्यं ह्येतत् उत्तमम्। Yesterday we read that Lord Krishna said, I spoke this Bhagavad Gita science to Vibhishan, the sun god, many millions of years ago. Vibhishan spoke it to his son, Manu. Manu spoke it to his son, Ikshaku, the forefather of Lord Ramachandra. And that's a candidate for effort. In this way, the science was coming down through the parampara system. And the Rajarshis understood it in that way. Now Krishna says, Saevayam maya teja yoga prokta purata. I'm going to speak to you the same old yoga system. What I spoke to Vibhishan at so many millions of years ago, the same thing I'll speak to you. Not some new thing. Oh, so many millions of years have passed, now I'll invent a new system of yoga for you. Different message. The same message. The same message. There are bogus incarnations of God who speak on yoga or on spiritual, or give a spiritual message. Their message, they say that yes, yatavattatapad, whichever a path appeals to you, you take that path. You worship Krishna, you worship Durga, you worship Ganesh, you worship. Because it's all the same at the end. You'll all reach the destination. And foolish people are accepting him as Bhagavan. You see, Bhagavan, when he spoke to Vibhishan, when he spoke to Arjuna, he said, Ma mekam sharanam raja. But then when he came more recently, he changed his mind and had a different philosophy. And we have to believe it. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Kamaistaistha vritagyana prabhajante yadevata. Those who surrender to Anyadevata are vritagyana, bereft of knowledge. What to speak of being God? They don't even have ordinary knowledge. And we have to accept these vritagyana rascals as Bhagavan. As Srila Prabhupada used to say, just see the fun.
Here we don't find that Krishna changes his tune, as they say. He's teaching the same thing. Sa evayam maya teja yoga prokta purata. The same ancient system, again I'll speak. And why? Why to you? You're not a Brahmin, you're a Kshatriya. You're not a sannyasi, you're a grahastha. I could speak to a Brahmin like Vyasdev. I could speak to a sannyasi. Instead, I'm speaking to you. Why? Bhaktosi. Because you're my devotee. And you're my friend. Bhaktosi me sakha chakriti. Because you're my devotee and my friend. Rahasyam yetad uttama. Therefore, you can understand the rahasya of the Bhagavad Gita. That means, bhaktya mam abhijanati yavam yasjasmi tatvata. In the Bhagavad Gita later, Lord Krishna will say, I can be understood, bhaktya, by devotional service. The Bhagavad Gita is spoken to Arjuna because he's qualified to receive it. Because Bhagavad Gita is meant for the devotees. There are two classes of men. The demons, the devas, and the asuras. Vishnu bhakta smrita daiva asuras tad viparyaya.
Jo Vishnu bhakta hai, wo asur hai, aur jo Vishnu ke vipreet karya karta hai, wo asur hai.
So the Bhagavad Gita is not meant for the asuras, it's meant for the devas. Or the devotees of the Lord. Therefore, at the very end, idam te natapaskaya na bhaktaya kadachin. Don't speak this science. This science is not meant for the those who have no bhakti. Therefore, we try to bring people to the path of bhakti so that they can understand Bhagavad Gita. We chant Hare Krishna. After chanting Hare Krishna, then we speak something Bhagavad Gita. Because the atmosphere of devotional service is quiet.
Right?
Because the atmosphere of devotional service is required.
Required, okay.
The Prabhupada commented that there are two classes of commentators on the Bhagavad Gita. And some of them, most of them, follow the asuric path. The namam duskritana mudha pravajante naradhana maya pratigyana asura bhavanashita. They don't surrender to Krishna. They're not Vishnu bhaktas. And therefore they comment in such a way as to divert one's attention from Krishna.
और वो लोग इस प्रकार से बोलते हैं कि ताकि लोगों का ध्यान भगवान कृष्ण में हट जाए.
When Krishna says, Manmanabhavadbhakta, become my devotee, they comment that it's not to Krishna that one has to surrender, it's to some unborn, beginningless something, something.
So, the Bhagavan bolte hain ki tum meri sharanagati lo, tab aise log usi sandesh ke prakar se prasut karte hain ki Krishna ki sharanagati nahi lena hai na, par koi ajanma, nirvikar, nirakar satya hai, uski sharanagati mein jana.
That means they're directly opposed to the siddhants spoken by Lord
Krishna.
They're against it. When Krishna says, surrender to me, they say, in a roundabout way, no. I'll surrender to Nirakar Brahma. Or I'll surrender to Devi, I'll surrender to Shiva, I'll surrender here or there. One day I'll worship Devi, one day I'll worship Shankar, one day I'll worship Ganeshji, one day I'll... But surrender to you completely? No, no, no. That means they're against the conclusion of Bhagavad Gita. They'll hold Gita production, they'll speak on Bhagavad Gita, they'll offer flowers to Bhagavad Gita, and then they'll speak something directly contradicting what Krishna says. That means asura. They can't understand the science. Arjuna could understand because he was a devotee, but these people, because they're not devotees, can't understand it. And therefore, what will their readers understand? There are so many people who've read Bhagavad Gita and are confused. They can't understand what it means. I was at a meeting in Florida one time. There was some Indian cultural center being established in connection with the university. So there was a little function. Different Indian students were invited to speak. Muslim student, one Christian student. Maybe some Sikh or Jain student was there. And one Hindu student. And the Hindu student was trying to explain something from Bhagavad Gita. And he was trying to explain that according to Hindu philosophy or according to Bhagavad Gita, you work but you don't care about the result. And he was falling all over himself trying to explain this. Because actually it didn't make any sense. He's spending thousands of dollars to attend the University of Florida. He's studying day and night for his MBA or PhD. And he's trying to tell us that we don't care about the result. Totally impractical.
और इस प्रकार से पूरी तरह से अव्यवहारु था,
totally contradictory,
और पूरा विरोधास्पद था,
because he's leaving out Krishna.
क्योंकि वो कृष्ण को छोड़ रहा था.
Krishna says, yat karoshi yadashnashi yashuhoshi didasiya yat tapasyasi kauntiya tat kurusha marpada.
Krishna Bhagavad
Gita, Krishna says that whatever you do, whatever tapasya you perform, whatever you eat, you do it for me.
Bhagavan Bhagavad Gita mein bataate hain ki aap jo bhi karya karte hain, jo bhi tap karte hain, jo bhi puja karte hain, daan dete hain, usko sab mujhe arpan karke wahi kijiye.
So to attend the university is so much trouble, tapasya.
Aur vidya vishwavidyalaya mein padhna kafi bada tap hai.
But Krishna says, you do that for me.
Aur Krishna bolte hain ki tum wo mere liye karo.
You offer the result to me.
Aur uska parinam bhi milta hai, wo mujhe arpan karo.
Ma paleshu kadachana, you're not entitled to the result, I'm entitled to the result.
Aur tum us phal se aasakt mat ho, wo phal hai mere haath mein.
But he's got some idea, this boy, that we don't care about the result, we just do our karma.
Aur is vidyarthi ko kuch Bhagavad Gita ka vichar tha, isliye bol raha tha usse ki sirf hum kaam karte hain, hame phal ki koi ichha nahi hai.
It's there in Bhagavad Gita that one should be equal in success or failure, happiness or distress.
Bhagavad Gita mein aisa bataya gaya hai ki vyakti ko safalta aur asafalta mein saman rehna chahiye.
But he doesn't have the reason. The reason is that the result is for Krishna.
Par wahan par main samajhna chahiye ki kyunki jo parinam hai wo Krishna ke haath mein, Krishna ke liye hai.
If I'm very successful, that's for Krishna. If I'm not so successful, that's for Krishna. Whatever I do achieve, that's for Krishna.
Agar main safal hota hu to bhi Krishna ko wo parinam milta hai, asafal hota hu to bhi Krishna ke liye hai, to isliye mere liye kuch bhi nahi hai.
If I'm working in the bank counting the money, if there's a lot coming in or if it's not very much coming in, that's not my profit or loss. That belongs to the bank. So Krishna says that everything is, belongs to me. Sarva Loka Mahesha, I'm the controller of everything, the owner of everything. So Krishna says, Bhavabhat Bhakta, become my devotee and offer everything to me. But this poor student will study at the university, he'll have some cockeyed idea, means confused idea, of Bhagavad Gita. Then he'll get his degree and he'll make a lot of money and he'll still have some confused idea that we don't care about the result. Meanwhile, he'll be very busy spending the result for his family happiness.
So, a vidyarthi tha, to padhai kar raha tha vishwavidyalaya mein, aur uska vichar tha ki padhunga, phir degree milegi, paise kamaunga, usse parivar ka palan poshan karunga. To halanki wo Bhagavad Gita ke kuch vicharon ko janta tha, aur uske bare mein usko koi spasht dharana nahi thi.
So this is Kali Yuga Bhartiya Sanskriti.
Kyunki ye Kali Yuga ka lakshan hai.
Kali Yuga Bhartiya Sanskriti.
Okay.
Yes. In the name of Indian culture, total confusion. Actually, the Muslim boy and the Christian boy made much more sense.
और जो ईसाई और मुस्लिम विद्यार्थी थे वो जो बोल रहे थे उसमें कुछ समझ थी.
Muslim boy said, we have to devote ourselves to Allah. The Christian boy said, we have to devote ourselves to Jesus. And the Hindu boy was totally confused.
और जो मुस्लिम था वो बोल रहा था कि हमें अल्लाह को समर्पित होना चाहिए और ईसाई बोल रहा था कि हमें जीसस को समर्पित होना चाहिए. पर ये जो हिंदू विद्यार्थी था तो पूरी तरह से संदिग्ध कंफ्यूज था.
Because they're hearing from someone who's not a devotee of Krishna, and their camp therefore is not fit to explain the science.
Because, लोगों से सुनते हैं कि जिनको भगवद्गीता के बारे में स्पष्ट रूप से पता नहीं है.
Therefore Krishna said sakalaneha mahata yoganashta parantapa.
और कृष्ण बताते हैं कि ऐसा जो योग है वो समय के साथ नष्ट हो गया.
Yes, just what I was going to say. Over time it was lost.
समय के साथ ये योग है वो उसका नष्ट हो जाता है.
How is it lost? That someone says something different from what Krishna
says.
Bhagavad Gita is not meant to be a plaything for scholars and mental speculators. The job of the speaker is not to say something new and different.
और जो वक्ता है उसका काम ये नहीं है कि हर बार कोई नई नई वस्तु बताए.
His job is to repeat what Krishna says as it is.
और उसका एक ही कर्तव्य बनता है कि वो कृष्ण की बात को दोहराता रहे.
When Bhagavad Gita, when Sanjaya said Dharmakshetre Kurukshetre, yes, when we hear Dharmakshetre Kurukshetre Dhritarashtra Vacha, then some commentator says that Dharmakshetra Kurukshetra means this body. And Panch Pandav means the senses. In this way, in that way. Why? It's not necessary. Kurukshetra means Kurukshetra. You can go there on the northern rail. You get down at the Kurukshetra station and Kurukshetra is there. We don't require some unusual explanation.
और हमें इस प्रकार का असामान्य जो समझौती है उसकी जरूरत नहीं है.
Srila Prabhupada called that touching your nose by going around the back of your head.
Prabhupada ji batata hai ki jaise hum hamare naak ko ulti dusri disha se pakadna chahte hain.
The direct meaning is available.
Jab sidha ka pata hai.
Kurukshetra means Kurukshetra.
Kurukshetra ka sidha hai Kurukshetra.
Krishna means Krishna.
Krishna
Mam, when Krishna says Mam Ekam, it means the person who is speaking. When I say bring me a glass of water, it doesn't mean give it to the nice little boy over here. Me means me. So when Krishna says me, it means Krishna. Is it very difficult to understand? But the demons don't want to understand it. Rakshant Sivitani Disho Dravati. In the 11th chapter, Astane Vishikesha Tava Prakirtya Sagat Prakashat Yadvachate Cha. Yes. See. Rakshansi Vitani to show Javanti Sarvena Mishani. Hearing your glories, everyone becomes joyful. Hearing your glories, the whole world becomes joyful. Sthane Rishikesha Tava Prakirtya Jagat Purvishyati Anurajate. They all become happy. But Rakshansi Bhitani Dishoya Vrimati. When you're glorified, then the demons all start leaving the scene as quickly as possible. Like cockroaches when you turn the lights on. Like like insects, you know, these cockroaches?
Yes.
And cockroaches, when you turn the lights on, they all... Any creature that disappears when you turn on the
light.
So they don't like it when Krishna is glorified. They complain that Bhaktivedanta Swami is making Bhagavad Gita all about bhakti to Krishna. We're teaching Jnana, we're teaching something else, and he's making it all about bhakti. But it's not Bhaktivedanta Swami's fault, that's what Krishna says. Sarva dharmān pratyajyo mamekam śaraṇam. That's all. So, this is the situation that if someone hears Bhagavad Gita from the devotee, then he'll benefit. Through the adhyatmic pramanik guru parampara. Then you can understand the Kita Rahasya as it is. Well, this is the special feature of the Hare Krishna movement, that one scholar appreciated that the special benefit of the Hare Krishna movement is that it's making so many valuable books available in English translation in a very authentic form. So that's a fact. Srila Prabhupada wrote so many books. And we can read them and benefit. And distribute them and benefit others.
Hare Krishna.
So actually that's why we came to you. You have so many books, you're obviously a very serious reader. So many people don't read, but you're a very serious reader. You have so many books. So you're the person I was looking for. And if you have too many books, then you can give me one or two of your old books and we'll take it away for you and clear up some space on your shelf.
Or
Actually, that way you'll benefit twice. We may not say this, you'll benefit twice. You'll get a very good book and you'll get rid of some of the rubbish.
So, दो फायदे में है कि उस व्यक्ति को नई पुस्तकें मिलेगी और उसके जो अप्रामाणिक पुस्तकें हैं उससे भी उसको मुक्ति मिलेगी.
From another point, you've read so many books, do you feel now your life is completely satisfying?
तो क्या आप बहुत सारी पुस्तकें पढ़े तो आपको उससे संतुष्टि प्राप्त हुई?
You've read so many, you read one, then you say, well, let me read another, let me read another. And they all say something different. But do you say, now I'm satisfied, I've read so many books? But you read this one book, you'll become completely satisfied.
एक
शास्त्र देवकी पुत्र गीता. You don't need so many books. Just read this one book.
आपको बहुत सारे पुस्तकों की जरूरत नहीं है. आपको सिर्फ यही एक पुस्तक की जरूरत है.
सर्व उपनिषद हो गा हो. The Upanishads are like a cow, and Arjuna is like the calf, and the milk is Bhagavad Gita.
और जैसे बताया गया है कि सभी उपनिषद हैं वो एक गाय के समान हैं. अर्जुन बछड़ा है और भगवत गीता है उस गाय के दूध के समान.
So there are 108 Upanishads. You can put aside those 108 and just take one book and you'll get the essence of all of them.
और आप 100 उपनिषद को छोड़ देंगे, एक सिर्फ भगवत गीता पढ़ेंगे तो भी आपको वही लाभ प्राप्त होगा.
What is that?
We get rough back to God and medicine as a Christian. So they keep on coming, we read through them, and that
you have to, I can't hear you.
Yeah.
Yeah, listen, there wasn't there a second.
It is talking about in case of devotees who has old BTG magazines and stuff, old books.
Yeah.
So what to do with them?
Yes, what to do with them?
Just read them.
Yes.
No, we have already read. Like BTG magazines and BTG magazines.
You can read them again, or you can distribute to others. Either you keep them, or you distribute them. I've read it, now you can read it. No problem. Or you keep it, and then you, when people visit you, they can read it. Either way. Any library, some people keep books, some people read and give. But with ordinary books, whether they keep it or give it, it's useless. With ordinary mundane books, whether they keep it or they give it, it's useless. But with these books, or back to Godhead, whether you keep it or you give it, it's beneficial. So you can do as you like.
When we discuss the Bhagavad Gita, then we have to understand the primary meaning of that thing.
Here, could you do me a favor? Give him that microphone.
Just like you said that when we read Bhagavad Gita, or we extend Bhagavad Gita to someone, we say that we should accept the primary meaning of that Bhagavad Gita. I mean, as it is, we should explain. Now the question comes, two people ask the question that, for example, when there are one sutra, Aham Brahmasmi, at that time they are telling that Aham Brahmasmi means I am that Brahman. So how can you interpret these things that I belong to that Brahman?
As it is, I am Brahma, that's all right. Hindi mein bolein?
Hare Krishna. बहुत सारे लोग जैसे महाराज ने ऐसा बताया है कि जो सेम जो मीनिंग जो भगवत गीता सॉरी जो संस्कृत है उसको ऐसे के समय समझना चाहिए। अगर भगवान कृष्ण बोला तो कृष्ण माम मंगल मतलब माम, तो देखिए बहुत सारे लोग जो वेदांत सूत्र है उसमें ऐसे लिखा है कि अहम ब्रह्मास्मि, तो उसका शाब्दिक अर्थ यही निकलता है कि मैं वो ब्रह्म हूँ। तो बहुत सारे लोग उसका मीनिंग ये निकालते हैं कि मैं वो भगवान हूँ।
ना भगवान अहम ब्रह्मास्मि doesn't mean I'm part of it.
So, अहम् ब्रह्मास्मि शब्द का अर्थ है वो नहीं है कि मैं परम ब्रह्मा हूँ।
मैं ब्रह्मा हूँ ठीक है, but that doesn't mean that I'm God.
मैं ब्रह्मा हूँ उसका मतलब ये नहीं कि मैं भगवान हूँ।
अहम् ब्रह्मास्मि, I'm not this body, I'm spirit. Now you want to make that into I'm the source of everything? What foolishness! If I'm Parameshwar Bhagavan, then why am I suffering like a dog, being kicked by men? Just like the you're Indian and the president of India is also Indian. So he can say I'm Indian and you can say you're Indian. Now if you say I'm Indian, he's Indian, therefore I'm president.
So jaise aap bhi bharatiya hain aur mukhya jab bhi pradhanmantri hain wo bhi bharatiya hain, to wo bhi kahenge main bhi bharatiya hoon, aap kahenge aap bharatiya hain, to uska matlab ye nahi ki aap president ban gaye.
We don't have to change it. Aham Brahmasmi. All right. Yes. Because we're all individual. Mayavadis say that there's no difference between everything is one. And we say there's variety. The soul is individual. Bhagavad Gita Krishna says there was never a time when I did not exist, nor you, nor all these kings. So, we're all individuals, therefore you'll find a little individual difference from place to place. If you go to the Indian embassy in Paris, it's a little different from the Indian embassy in New York, a little different from the Indian embassy in London. But you go to any of the embassies and they'll issue a passport. So you come to any ISKCON temple, you're giving the same passport. Can we charge the same fee also? We charge the same fee also. Actually, Srila Prabhupada took great pains to see that there's the same standard everywhere. Same principles of deity worship, same class, same kirtan, same everything. So you go to any of our ISKCON temples, the same basic idea is there. You go to Bombay morning and evening, they're having class. You go to New York morning and evening, they're having class. You go to Melbourne morning and evening, they're having class. Kirtan class, arti, everything. Something else? Someone asked me to tell some stories about Prabhupada. I'll tell you at least one. There was some Pandal program, I think in Delhi. Running for many days. And just beginning of summer. And so it was getting a little hot also. Even in the evening. So the program is going on, and every night there's a chief guest, some respectable person is invited to speak. Some high court judge or some political leader or some respected person. So after the kirtan, then the chief guest would speak and then Prabhupada would speak.
सामान्य रूप से कीर्तन के बाद ऐसा कोई जो अतिथि था वो बोलता था और उसके बाद प्रभुपाद जी प्रवचन देते थे.
So this program is going on. We're sitting, devotees are all sitting on the stage with Prabhupada.
So is the sikari kam chal raha tha aur sabhi bhakt hain Prabhupada ke sath kaksa bhakt stage par baithe hue hain.
And the chief guest is speaking.
Aur jo mukhya mehman the wo bol rahe the.
But on the stage there was a big fan.
Aur stage ke upar ek bahut bada pankha tha.
You know, one of those big metal loud noisy fans.
आप जानते होंगे पहले के जमाने में बड़ा लोहे का पंखा रहता था जो काफी आवाज भी करता था.
So the you didn't press it. Okay. So the chief guest is speaking and this fan is making so much noise. So Srila Prabhupada looked in the direction of the fan. So I happened to be sitting near the fan. So when Prabhupada looked in that direction, I understood. I pressed the button and turned the fan off. So then the chief guest was speaking. And the usual yatamak tatapat. So Prabhupada again looked in my direction.